Double Slayer Podcast, where we provide you strategies, opportunities, and ideas to take your business, your money, and your mindset to the next level. I am your host, Crystal Lauren, and let's get into this episode. In this episode, I am going to talk about how you can establish an online presence or become an influencer online for your business. This is for any business that you do. Let's say you have an online fashion boutique and you want to reach more people other than just posting your clothing or your items that you, your apparel that you sell online on Facebook or Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is that you use to showcase your business. I want to share with you other options that are available for you that you can use to showcase your business and build and bring more traffic to your website. Now, I used to paint. I haven't painted in a while, but I'm an artist. I used to paint abstracts, and I was able to establish an online presence by sharing my artwork on various different platforms, by going out and networking in the community. That allowed me to be able to get my artwork in a gallery, a museum, and articles in newspapers. So it's really about putting yourself out there. And a lot of things prevent us from putting ourselves out there because we lack the confidence that we will be good at it, or we don't know how to do it. And me, the Next Level Slayer, it is my job, what I do, what I'm passionate about, is showing people how to go to the next level by providing them with strategies, opportunities, and ideas. So, in this episode, I want to give you some tips on how to build your confidence, establish an online presence, even if you lack the confidence. If you think you can't come up with any ideas, how to be more creative in how you share your product or service to the public. One way that is a good way to share what you know, your knowledge, whatever it is that you're selling, if it's health products, if it's clothing, if it is how to do something with, teach kids something, whatever it is that you do, that God created you to be able to do really well, what is it that you can do that can turn into money? Creating a blog is a great place for someone that is, they're good at expressing themselves by writing. And there are tools out there that can help you do that easier. And in my How to Write a Blog, How to Start a Blog course, I show you how to do that. All the tools that's available out there, come up with content ideas. Even if you have a boutique, you can create a blog for your boutique to discuss things you know. If you are a person that knows how to dress and know how to put an outfit together, you can create a blog off of that. If you are someone that anything, I mean, you just have to come up with ideas. And in the Next Level Slayer Society, I help you brainstorm those things. Or if you can book a strategy call with me to come up with some ideas on how to turn your business into a blog. And from that blog post that you create, you can promote that on social media, whereas you're not just posting the items that you're selling all the time. You're posting knowledge about the things that you sell. Some people buy things, a lot of people buy things because they need to wear it at an event, or they need it to make them look a certain way, their body shape to look a certain way, what's good for them to wear to make their body look how they want it to look. What makeup? I mean, there is countless things that you can come up with that is in your niche, what it is that you do. Okay, now a blog, you can post that on other platforms. Let's say you only use Facebook right now. Well, a blog would be more beneficial on a site called Pinterest. Pinterest is a search engine. Facebook is not. Pinterest is a search engine where people come to look for information. And if you have that information that they're looking for available on Pinterest, then that can bring them to your website. Another way that you can build an audience is by doing a podcast like I'm doing now. I share my content in various ways, in a blog, in a podcast, and a YouTube channel. And that allows me to create content that I can reach people in various ways. The subjects can be different. Like, for instance, my blog post is about building influence. My recent blog post is about building influence. Then my podcast is about what I'm speaking about now, is showing you how you can build influence as well. But it's not exactly the same as my blog post. And I can take my podcast and promote that on YouTube. I can turn this podcast into a YouTube video. I can do this without showing my face, which is another thing that prevents people from getting on YouTube, is because they don't want to show their face. They don't even know how to create the videos. They don't know the first place to start to create the videos, edit the videos. That is something that I offer in a course as well. I have always created and edited my own videos myself, and putting together a video without showing your face is not as hard. It's not hard at all. It just takes knowing where to start and where to go. And again, that is something that I provide in a course where you learn the tools you need. You learn it in the Next Level Slayer Society. I provide you all these tools depending on what it is that you want to try to do. What is it that you're not, what's preventing you from going to the next level with your business? Meaning, how can I share my product or service? What is another way I can share it outside of what I'm doing right now? Are you doing a blog post and you've been thinking about doing the blog post, but you have put it off? Or have you been thinking about getting on YouTube, but you've put it off? You don't know what to do, how to do it. Have you been thinking about doing a podcast? There's many, those three ways out there are ways that you can communicate what you have to offer to reach another group of people, another audience. So, what you have to do first is decide which one you're more comfortable with. Are you more comfortable with speaking? Then, if you're good with speaking, and you may want to do a podcast. And doing the podcast, you can turn the podcast into a video to upload on YouTube. That covers two spaces for you right there. You are on YouTube. YouTube is also a search engine. Okay. You can create snippets of your podcast and then put that on an Instagram reel that will lead people to your podcast. You can link your podcast to your website. Hopefully you have a website or somewhere that people can come and do business with you. If you don't have a website where maybe you're a direct salesperson for a different company and you use their website and you don't have your own website, you can just create one landing page to bring people there and share your information. There is a lot of ways that you can go to the next level in your business. And in the Next Level Slayer Society, you can learn these things. I am offering a free webinar to show you what steps you need to take to get started in building your confidence to make you more comfortable with communicating with your audience. That webinar link will be in the show notes of this podcast. It'll be in the description of this YouTube video, because this is going to be on YouTube, and it's going to be there. And the other thing that I am offering for free is a 5-day email course for those of you that want to learn how to create images, content using Canva. There are people that are just not creative, or they wish they were more creative, and they struggle with coming up with images to showcase their product or service. And with Canva, you can do so many things with Canva. And this free email course is going to show you 5 ways that you can do that. That can take your business to the next level just by changing things up a little bit, okay? Changing up how you showcase your product. Changing up how you communicate your service is what could be just the thing you need to reach a different group of people that are looking for what you have to offer, who you can appeal to. So the link to that free 5-day course will be in the show notes and in the description of this podcast. So those are some, like I said, those are some ways that you can build an audience. Build through that, through doing those things, you can build your confidence level as well. Building your confidence level takes just doing something, starting somewhere where you're comfortable. And again, in my free webinar, I show you how I did it, how I established an online presence, where I grew a community of over 200 people, where I've made $10,000 within a 2-month period because I was able to establish an online audience who I influenced to watch my channel, okay, on YouTube. So that is it for this episode of the podcast. I have recently just relaunched this podcast. I was on a 2-year break from doing podcasts, and I decided to relaunch it because I noticed that that's the other thing with a podcast. A podcast will stay there forever. People can find your material, your content online for years to come, for months away. It doesn't disappear like posts you post on Instagram or posts you post on Facebook. It gets lost on those platforms. So you need to find somewhere where people are actually going to be looking for what you have to offer. What it is that you sell, that is the goal. What is it that you sell that people are really looking for? They may not be looking for the specific outfit, but they're looking for what the outfit will do for them. They're looking for what it is out there to solve a problem that they're having. That is how you have to look at things in regards to your business. That's how you have to present it, is how it will solve their problem. And hopefully I've solved your problem in this episode of Next Level Slayer Podcast. And again, if you want to check out the free webinar or the free 5-day course on Canva, I invite you to check those things out. The Next Level Slayer Society is a community that I'm just launching, where I will share strategies exclusively to those who are in the society, and those who join my courses, they have access to them as well, where I provide information that is not provided, that I don't provide on YouTube or on the podcast. It gives you visuals to learn how to do things like my course on how to create a YouTube video without showing your face, how to create start a blog, how to start a podcast. Those are the courses that I have available. I'm going to be doing another course where you learn how to create a YouTube video showing your face, how to get you to the point where you're not afraid of showing your face anymore. That is where you really want to be, but you have to work up to that and build your confidence. And once you're built that confidence, you will be ready to show your face, you know. Or maybe you just want to stick to not showing your face. There's many videos being done on YouTube where people are not showing their face. For instance, I just recently, probably about two and a half months ago, launched another YouTube channel where I started an R&B and jazz channel where I upload old school R&B and jazz music every week, and I get subscribers every week. I'm up to like 30 subscribers already, so I haven't established an audience already. You can quickly establish an audience. It does not have to take long. It takes consistency. It takes, you find the niche that you want to be in. R&B and jazz music is something that I love doing. What made me do it? I bought a domain name that I'm trying to increase the value in. And then I said, well, you know what? One way for me to increase the value of this domain name is to create a YouTube channel. And I love music, so I said, let me do it. And it worked. I'm getting subscribers all the time. So I can turn around later in life and sell that domain name for some value, okay, for a high cost. I only paid a cheap amount for the domain name. I can turn around and flip that domain name and sell it, because I have built a YouTube channel around that that is connected to the domain. I promote the domain name. I have a web page that people can go to if they want to hear my playlists. So that is how I bring value to a domain name, which is a whole nother subject. This is another way you can create some money for yourself, but that's what I mean by you can create content and grow an audience without showing your face. So That is it. That is all. If you like this content, give it a thumbs up. If you want to see more of this content, make sure you subscribe to my podcast or my YouTube channel and come back for more. I will be having a podcast episode every week. On Wednesday is when the podcast will be available. Thursday is when the YouTube channel video is available. So if you don't want to miss out, you have to turn on that notification bell on YouTube. If you listen through podcasts only, then I am available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, various platforms. Or you can just simply listen to it on my website, CrystalLaurenEnterprisesLLC.com. That's where the show notes will be. That's where you will be able to get the links. The links will be in the description of the video, and it'll be in the description in the show notes of the podcast. So thanks again for listening. And until next time, I see you on the next level. Will you be there? I hope so. Bye-bye. Welcome to the